Good morning, this is the morning news for today, Tuesday, March 28th, 2017. I am Richie Farrell and here are your headlines. UWP gears up for its 5,000 people march on Thursday. Police Chief Carbon withholds permission. Opposition MP sues St. Lucia PM for defamation. And Cyclone Debbie, monster storm batters Australia. The news is brought to you, compliments DigiCell. More details coming up.
Fast, play loud, play bold. Enjoy flexibility and best value from Digicel Play's new TV and broadband bundles. With Play Fast, enjoy 32 video channels. Play Loud gives you 46 video channels. Then there's Play Bold, 98 video channels. All bundles come with 50 music channels, 8 radio channels, and 8 megs internet. Choose the bundle that's right for you. Sign up today. Get free connection, free installation, and setup box. Or sign up for our TV only offer. Call 616-1700 for details.
This week, the opposition United Workers Party plans to embark on a massive national gathering, the second of its kind in their campaign, demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit and his cabinet. Linton says this gathering will commence at the Portersville Savannah, followed by a march through Roseau and culminate with a public meeting at Lago. This massive gathering is scheduled for Thursday, the 30th of March, from 4:30 p.m.
On the 30th, at 4:30 in the afternoon, we are going to assemble at Portersville Savannah.
Yes.
We want all of St. Joe to be at Portersville Savannah at 4:30. Make your arrangements to be there. We are going to have a massive national gathering to once again say to Mr. Skerrit, this demand for your resignation is serious business. We will march from Portersville through the streets of Roseau on the 30th, and we will end with a mega public meeting in Lago. Skerrit must go.
On February 7th, 2017, opposition parties here held a major joint peaceful public meeting demanding the resignation of the Prime Minister and his cabinet. Several hours after that meeting, unrest broke out in Roseau, following which a number of opposition members were arrested and released without any charge. Meanwhile, Q95 News has learned that Police Chief Daniel Carbon has refused to approve the UWP's request by a letter dated 15th March 2017 to hold a 5,000 people march for unsubstantiated reasons of public safety and national security. In a letter addressed to the public relations officer of the UWP dated March 24, 2017. Chief Carbon, however, quoted Section 5, 4A and B of the Public Order Act, Chapter 15, 1 of the Laws of Dominica, 1990, which states that any person who A. takes part in or organizes any public procession without the written permission of the commissioner to do so, or B. who aids, abets, counsels, or procures any other person to take part in any public procession in respect of which no written permission as required under this section has been obtained from the commissioner, is guilty of an offense. Q95 understands that the United Workers Party may be considering replacing their planned 5,000 people march with public meetings on Thursday. Meanwhile, opposition leader Lennox Linton says Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has deprived the people of Dominica of the opportunity to work and earn a living on their own. Speaking at a recent town hall meeting, the opposition leader said, the Prime Minister is the wealthiest of all Caribbean Prime Ministers from money he has acquired from the citizens of Dominica.
But we didn't just get to where we are. We didn't just get there. Through those years of the leadership of Roosevelt Skerrit, we have seen all the incompetence. We have seen all the corruption. We have seen all the neglect of the things that are important to us. Our agriculture, our tourism, our manufacturing. the things that make us money, the things through which we earn a decent living, the things through which all around Dominica, ordinary people were making money and were building themselves. And Skerrit came into government in 2000 on the back of poor people in this country, and now there is no prime minister in the Caribbean who has more money than Skerrit. Where did he get it? He got it from you. And now he wants to treat you like you are nothing. He wants to treat you like you are beggars, like you are dependent on him. And when he comes and stands up in front of you in his town hall meetings, he can tell you how many toilets he's going to give poor people who he deprived an opportunity to work and to earn the money to buy their own toilet.
Roseau Central MP Joseph Isaac says while some Dominicans truly deserve government assistance, others who can afford it should be made to contribute when receiving support. Isaac describes the government as a vampire, sucking blood from its victims to support its lifestyle and giving nothing back.
And in some certain instances, the people don't really need. And the worst part of it is the people who are working very hard in Dominica are the people who are not getting any significant breaks. No duty free for them, no wage increase for them, especially the public officers and young professionals. They are the one, almost like the system is like a vampire, sucking their blood to give it to everybody else. And the other people getting it have nothing to give back. I'm saying no. We are saying that people really need help, should get help. But there are people who can afford, and they should pay some contribution when they get certain support.
Isaac says individuals are being given free homes as part of the government's continuous election campaign. Isaac views this as unacceptable behavior, which is currently destroying the country.
Why should people, working people, get free homes or free houses? So you take in the taxpayers' money, whether through, let's say, up taxpayers' resources, whether through expenditure or grant or loans, and you're actually giving people free houses across Dominica as part of your election campaign strategy. We are saying that in regards to that type of transfer, that cannot be accepted. That is what that is destroying the economy even further. Because can you imagine, if you give people houses, let's say, for example, you give out about, let's say, 100 or 200 houses over the period of time, and everybody there need to pay, let's say, the houses that you actually facilitating people with, let's say it would cost normally about $1,000. But because of, let's say, the targeted income, basic income of the people, we decide, let's say, okay, instead of paying $1,000, everybody pay $250. Then right now, over, let's say, 5-year period, it will be $250 times 200 per month. Can you imagine the significant amount of money we'd be getting back to help other people to get a house?
In more news this morning, police officers have vowed to continue to fight for a 15% pay increase from the government for the 2015 to 2018 triennium. The DLP government has proposed a wage freeze for the period, which was turned down by the Police Welfare Association, PWA. During a meeting held at police headquarters on Friday, 24th March 2017, police officers voted unanimously against government's wage freeze and said they are in total support for and in agreement with the proposal put forward by the executive of the PWA. The PWA Secretary Corporal David Andrew Jr. explained that the purpose of the meeting was to bring members up to date with what had transpired recently as regards salary negotiations and also to discuss comments made by the Chief of Police regarding allegations of subversion by members of the police force. Corporal David Andrew Jr. stated further, "We can say categorically that the PWA and its membership denounce any form of subversion. We have no part in any form of subversion, and we were very disappointed and disturbed by the statements of the Chief of Police. We, the members, are asking that the Chief retracts his statement and apologize, and if he does not, we will be exploring all our options in that regard." According to the PWA secretary, a meeting which was originally planned with the government negotiating team did not materialize, but his members are in high spirits and united. This was one of the most well-attended meetings in the history of the PWA general meetings. The morale of the men is high, and they are standing their ground. What they are saying is that they want their fair share of the pie, 15%, and they stand in solidarity with the PWA executive to achieve that goal. Andrew revealed that in his 16 years as a police officer, he has never before seen that level of unity within the ranks of the police force. Andrew said, the officers are united. They are happy and motivated. A police force is supposed to be united. Our goal is always to serve the public, to give that level of safety and security the state requires, and we will never shirk that responsibility. In more news, the first phase of the new National Hospital is expected to be completed by August 2018. That's according to Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. Skerrit says this hospital will have added medical services which will be implemented during the first phase. According to the Prime Minister, the introduction of these services will reduce the need for persons to acquire medical treatment overseas.
And this hospital will certainly have added medical services. So, for example, one of the critical things which confronts every single community in Dominica is that we all have to go out of Dominica to have an MRI done. And we are addressing this in the first phase of the project. And the first phase will be completed by August of 2017, the first phase of the hospital. Bringing you increased and better services in terms of the facilities that we will have. And our hope with this new national hospital is that once it is completed, coupled with the additional medical equipment which we'll put in there, plus the additional medical services which we'll provide, and also the number of doctors who we are training in a specialized area, our hope and prayer is that with the advent of the new hospital, there will be a reduction in the number of us who have to be flown out to Dominica to seek medical care and attention.
In more news, General Secretary of the Freedom Party, Johnson Boston, says one of the main objectives of the Freedom Party is to uplift, unite, and empower all Dominicans. Boston added that the party embraces all Dominicans regardless of their political affiliation to discuss matters of state as well as political issues in a manner that is non-defamatory, factual, engaging, and educational.
And as you mentioned, lifting people up and lifting the country up have always been our objective. And the Freedom Party have always get involved in things that are of Dominica, for Dominica, and by Dominica. And even when we attended the funeral of Wilmer Chillingford in St. Joseph, we hung around with the people, spoke God vibes, and they do who remember the good old days in the St. Joseph constituency, the unity of the people and the working together to build up the community and, of course, the farmers. And what was nice, we engaged with some people and, of course, some of them said they were laborites. We have no issue with that because the question is Freedomites, laborites, UWPIs, all Dominicans. We have to exist together, and the fact that some people try to demonize other people because of their party they support is really not good for us. As a small developing country, a democracy, we have to, of course, respect people for who they are, what they support, and we can reason, of course, but we should not reason beyond trying to educate and explain to ourselves the right thing to do, because an informed people will take very informed decision and the country will be better off for it at all times.
In more news in the region, in St. Lucia, what seems to be a current spate of defamation actions launched by politicians against colleagues. Dr. Ernest Hillier, the opposition St. Lucia Labour Party Member of Parliament for Castries South, has filed a claim against Prime Minister Alan Chastanet. According to the first page of a claim form published on social media, Hillier is seeking damages, including aggravated damages, for defamatory allegations made by Chastanet against Hillier, who was the former High Commissioner for St. Lucia to the United Kingdom and the former chairman of the country's Citizenship by Investment Unit Board. The allegedly defamatory statements made by Chastanet apparently claimed that Hillier is dishonest and is not trustworthy, and that further, he was involved in financial impropriety as High Commissioner to the United Kingdom and was thus not a fit and proper person to be the chairman of the Citizenship Board. And a powerful cyclone has pummeled the first or the northeast Australian coast, causing major damage, torrential rain and power cuts to tens of thousands of homes. Cyclone Debbie made landfall between Bowen and Arley Beach in Queensland as a Category 4 storm, whipping gusts of up to 263 kilometers per hour. It is moving inland as a Category 2, but could cause damage for hours. When one serious injury has been reported, PM Malcolm Turnbull told Parliament he had activated a disaster response plan. Conditions have deteriorated rapidly, he said. Take care and stay safe. Be prepared to shelter in place until Wednesday. The extent of Cyclone Debbie's devastation, which was a 50-kilometer diameter eyewall, may not be known for some time, authorities said. And that's according to BBC. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. The UWP gears up for its 5,000 people march on Thursday. Police Chief Cabon withholds permission. Opposition MP sues St. Lucia PM for defamation. And Cyclone Debbie, monster storm batters Australia. The news was brought to you compliments DigiCell. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, you can send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.